bring you Viewpoint with Pete Stevenson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships.
Today, we're continuing to look at the topic, how to win your child to Christ. More children go to hell because of neglect than for any other reason. That's a startling statement, but I believe that it's also a true statement, one that condemns many Christian parents because they've failed to put forth the effort to win their own children to Jesus Christ. I've personally been in homes where the parents have stated their feeling that the child should be left alone until he was old enough to make up his own mind. The problem with that approach is that it's a surefire way to send your child to hell. You see, while you're leaving him alone, Satan is working around the clock to corrupt him, to turn him away from the philosophy of Christianity and to turn him toward the philosophy of this world. No, rather than leaving a child alone, Christian parents need to work with him throughout his preschool and childhood years to bring him to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ as his Redeemer. And this is my point today. Parents do need to work with their child to this end. You can't simply assume that the godly atmosphere of the home will do its work in molding his moral standards properly apart from the work of the Holy Spirit within him. Only when your child receives Jesus Christ as his Savior will the Spirit begin his work. And so you need to patiently work with your son or daughter as you give guidance to them regarding the matter of salvation. Let me suggest three specific areas to keep in mind as you work with your child. In the first place, do talk with him about Jesus Christ, but don't push him too hard. Children want to please their parents, and if you push them, they'll make a profession of faith without fully understanding what they're doing. I found this out when I was teaching junior-age boys in Sunday school class. As I would talk privately with the boys about salvation, they would agree and do what I wanted them to do simply because they wanted to please me. But they didn't really have any understanding of what salvation was all about. There are many children who've been led to make a profession of faith in Christ by their parents when they were not really ready to make that profession. And a child in this position is apt to grow up without ever being saved. So as you talk with them, don't put extreme pressure on the child to get him to make a decision. In the second place, keep your discussions of Christianity on the child's level. There's nothing wrong with using a child's Bible storybook to communicate spiritual principles to your child. Of course, you'll also use your Bible so that your child learns what the ultimate source of truth is. But you can use a Bible storybook to explain the content of the Bible on a level that your child can understand. Most parents don't realize that the Bible is written on the level of a sophomore in high school, and young children cannot understand much of it for that reason. It's up to you, as the mature parent, to simplify its message so that your child can understand it. Finally, let me urge you to hold regular family devotions in your home. These give you the opportunity of talking with your children about spiritual principles. In our home, we made devotions a fun time with lots of things to hold our daughter's interest. We memorized verses together, read biographies of missionaries together, asked questions about various matters, and tried to apply the Bible to everyday life. And you can do the same as you work with your child toward the goal of his salvation and consecration to the Lord.
You've just heard Viewpoint with Pete Stevenson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships.